Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Likutei Moran Shir. We're in the middle of Torah Ches in the second half of Likutei Moran, and we're up to paragraph Ches. Today we dedicate the Shir for a complete Refuah Shalema for Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Toiva Basha, the son of a good friend, Gedalia Fenster from Florida, who's scheduled to have an important surgery on Wednesday. Shem should help, everything should go well. We should be able to dance together at his wedding, Mitzvah Shem, in the future, in good health. And a complete refuah and yeshua for all the others that need it, everyone. This paragraph that we're going to read now is by far one of the most meaningful paragraphs in the entire Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'al kein, based on everything we've been learning about so far in this Torah, Tzrichin lechapes ulevakesh ma'oid achrei manhig amiti lehiskarei velov. A person has to really, really search a lot to find a true leader in Klal Yisrael to come close to. Ki kol manhig u'manhig yeshloi b'chinas ruach nevuah. Because every single real prophet has an aspect of a spirit of prophecy. V'gam achshav, and even today, shebotlo hanevuah, where the Gemara tells us that official prophecy, as there was during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu or the other great prophets, Yeshaya Hanavi, Yirmiya Hanavi, does not exist today. Afal piken, despite that, behechrech sheyir lahamanhig bechinas ruach echeres. Anyone who is a true qualified leader of Klal Yisrael must have a different spirit than other people. Mashe'ein nimtza b'shar ha'amoin, something that the regular people do not possess. And that's what qualified him to become a leader. We know that the Gemara speaks about different types of leaders. There are leaders who attain their position through chutzpah, through arrogance and through force, forcing their way in when they're not qualified at all. Here he's talking about a genuine qualified leader. Because were it not for him having this ruach acheres, why should this individual person be chosen as a leader and not someone else? Ach be'emes. So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says the truth is, kol manhig u'manhig shel Yisrael yesh loy bechinas ruach acheres. Every single qualified leader of Klal Yisrael has a different spirit, different from ordinary people. Ki hamanig hu bechinas isha sheruach boi. Because the Torah defines a leader as a person who has the divine spirit in him. Ish asheruach boi. Asher yoitziem v'asher yoviem. Who can take the Jews out? He can take us out of exile, take us out of any trouble and problems that we have or crisis, v'asher yivim, and who can bring us to holiness, who can bring us close to Hashem. Ki hamanig hamoitzi v'amevies Yisrael, bevada yesh loy bechinas ruach acheres. Because a true leader who is able to succeed in getting the Jews out of darkness, out of problems, and bring us into holiness, bring us into success, bevadai yesh loy bechinas ruach acheres. He definitely possesses a different spirit, extraordinary. Asher machmazeh nasehu daiko manegli Yisrael, which because of that, that's what put him in that position to become a leader of the Jewish nation. And this different spirit that the leader has is an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh, the divine spirit of Hashem, Ruach Nevuah, an aspect of prophecy. Even though there isn't actual prophecy or actual Ruach HaKodesh, as was known thousands of years ago, But afal pikein bevada yeshloi bechinas ruach acheres hanimshech min hakedusha. Despite that, a true leader of Klal Yisrael definitely has a different spirit than ordinary people, which is coming from a place of holiness, which is not found by regular people, do not possess that. And this is also referred to as a type of Ruach HaKodesh. Afal pi she'ein Ruach HaKodesh mamish, even though there isn't actual Ruach HaKodesh like there was a few thousand years ago, Leida Asidus, to be able to know exactly what's going to take place in the future, afal pi kein, but still, hu bebechinas Ruach HaKodesh Ruach Nevuah, it's an aspect, it's a lower form of this divine spirit of Hashem, of this prophecy. And it's through this Ruach HaKodesh that a true Jewish leader possesses, Shehu Bechinas Ruach Nevuah, which is a type of spirit of prophecy, Al Yidei Zeh, through that, Kol HaMiskarven Elov, all those that come close to such a leader, Nischazek V'Nistaken Etzlam Ho Emuna Ho Amitius Digdusha, will find that their true faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah and faith in themselves will be strengthened in a very big way. Ki kol mi shezoicha l'skarev l'manig ho'amiti, because any Jew who is zoicha to come close to a true leader in Klal Yisrael, al yidei hiskarvuso elav, by coming close to that person, Nistaken v'nizbarer etzloi b'chinas hamedame. That individual's medame, we spoke previously in the previous year about medame. Medame means fantasy, imagination. Medame means where confusion, where a person is confused about something. The person's medame will be repaired and refined and clarified. Al yedei bechinas haruach nevuah shel hamanig, through that holy spirit, that spirit of prophecy of this true leader who the person comes close to. Ki ikar tikun hamedame hual yedei bechinas ruach nevuah kanal, because as we saw in the previous lesson, one of the things that repairs medame most is prophecy. Rabbein Ezal quoted the pasuk, "Biyad hanaviim adame," that it's through the neviim, the prophets, that the medame will get its tikkun. Vayidei tikkun hamedame nistaken v'nizbarer ho emuna hakdoisha. And when the medame is repaired, when a person's imagination or a person's confusion, lack of clarity, when that gets repaired, then the person's faith, holy faith, also becomes refined. Al kein, therefore, kol hamiskarven lemanig amiti, zeichin leemuna yeshara dikdusha. All those who come close to a true, really qualified leader of Klal Yisrael will achieve a real, smooth, straight, clear, holy faith in Hashem, in the Torah, in themselves, in whatever a Jew is really supposed to believe in. Avol b'emes tzrichin lechapes ulevakesh ma'oid ma'oid achar manig amiti kozeh. However, Rabbein Ezal says the truth is, a person has to really, really search a lot for such a true leader. We know that Rav Nosson Zal, who grew up in a religious home, in a religious environment, studied in yeshiva and excelled, and had different rabbis along the way, and in his teenage years, because of the fact that his father-in-law was against Hasidim and against Hasidus, Rav Nosson Zal was very much indoctrinated to stay as far away as possible from Hasidim, and at one point, when he was about 16 years old, Rav Nosson Zal had a chavrusa who came from a Hasidish family and a Hasidic background, and they argued during their learning, when they were learning sessions, arguments would come up about Hasidim versus non-Hasidim, and Rav Nosson Zal writes, this went on for months, through an entire winter. And he says, as a result of the convincing arguments of his friend, of his chavrusa, and other people that spoke to him, Rav Nosson Zal came to the conclusion that the message that he had received from his father-in-law and from other was not right, was incorrect, and that the true leaders of the Hasidim are the true leaders of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who have it, who have Yiddishkeit most accurately correct. And that's when Rav Nosson Zal began a search for 6 years, going to different leaders of the Hasidim at that time, Rabbi Leizer Yitzchak Berditchev, Reb Zusha, giants, great, great tzaddikim, and he spent a lot of time by them, and he saw greatness from them, and he learned a lot from them, but he wasn't satisfied. He felt he hadn't found what he was really looking for, someone who really could show him the truth and could elevate his emunah to the highest level that it could possibly be, until after 6 years of searching, he came to Rabbeinu Zal, who was a young man at the time, 30 years old at the time, compared to other great leaders at the time who were 70s and 80s and had many followers. So Rabbeinu Zal writes here, V'tzorech levakesh ma'oid me'Hashem Yisborach. A person has to pray to Hashem very, very hard. She'yizke lehiskarev lemanig amiti. That the person should be zeche to come close to a true leader, kedei sheyizke leemuna amitis bishleimus, so that the person will be zeichet to a real, proper faith and complete faith. Ki kishemiskarvin chas v'shom lamanik shel sheker, because when a person unfortunately becomes close to false leaders, people who are not really qualified to lead, and people who are not leading people in the right way, that will lead the person to false beliefs. Because a false leader is like a false prophet. Bechinas ruach sheker, as we find the Navi and Meloche mentions, again, that this term ruach, ruach hakodesh, ruach nevuah, there's also the opposite of that, which is a ruach sheker. Vaydezeh, and through these false leaders, adarabah, but just the opposite, niskalkel hamedame, the person's own medame gets damaged, further damaged. Whatever confusion they had before coming to this leader, as a result of following this leader, they become even more confused and less clarity. Uboim lemunas kuzvias, and the person comes to believe in things that are false, chas v'shalom. Ki ikr tikun ha'emuna, hi al yidei b'chinas ruach nevua, sheyesh lahamanei ko'amiti. Because the thing that elevates and improves and perfects a Jew's faith the most is the divine spirit that's found by the true leader. Shalidezeh nizbarer hamedame. That will improve and refine and fix, repair the medame inside of us. Vaidezeh nistakein hoemuna. And that will also repair and improve our faith. Aval beloy bechinas nevuah. But if this quality is absent, if the leader does not have this nevuah, ein hamedame boror umesukon, then the medame is not refined, it's not repaired. Va'azai hamedame ma'arev umevalve lesodom be'munas kuzvius, and then the person, the medame inside of the person, confuses the person with all kinds of false beliefs. Again, one of the definitions of medame is the Yetzer Hara. The evil inclination is also called medame, koyach hamedame, as Rabbeinu Zal points out in chapter 25 in Likutei Moran. Veze bechinas zuamas hanochosh. And this is the whole concept of the tumah, the impurity, which the original snake injected into Chava and Adam HaRishon as a result of them following his advice, his guidance, in going against Hashem and partaking from the Eitz Hadas. Ki Eruv u'bilbul hamedame, the term Eruv means mixture, the being mixed up, the mix-up and the confusion of medame, shema'arev u'mevalvel be'munas kuzvius, which confuses a person with all kinds of false beliefs, where the person believes in things that they shouldn't believe in and believe in people that they shouldn't believe in. That's what's meant by the term that's used in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKadosh, of the tumah, the impurity of that snake. Ki kol hamenachashim v'hakoismim kulam hem al yidei koyach hamedame. Now Rabbi Nizal uses the word nochash differently. We know in the Torah, a sorcerer, people who practice sorcery and black magic, those kinds of false prophets, they're also called menachashim and koismim. Rabbi Nizal says their whole power is through koyach hamedame, by working on people's imagination, fantasy, by making believe certain things that aren't really accurate and true. The term medame also means to make comparisons, false comparisons. She'enoy mevoyar umesukan. These menachshim and koismim, they're operating using a medame that's not refined, that's not perfected. Shema'arev u'mevalvel oisam b'munas kuzbi shel shtus v'sheker, which confuse them and their followers with all kinds of false beliefs, of all kinds of silliness and lies. Shehem zua mas hanochash, which is the tomb of the snake. V'alkein, and therefore, the Gemara tells us, Yisroel, she'omdu al har Sinai, when the Jewish nation stood by Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, poska zuamosam, that's when that tuma, that the impurity that the original snake injected into Adam and Chava being the mother of mankind, passed it on to her children and it got further passed down from generation to generation, that tuma stopped, came to an abrupt stop when the Jews were standing at Har Sinai. Kishom zochu kulam linevua. Because when we stood at Mount Sinai, the entire Jewish nation experienced prophecy. Alidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Kol HaNaviim, through our Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbi, the chief of all the prophets. Shehoyah Manik HaAmiti Shelahem, who was our true leader at the time. And as a result of this, all the Jews who were present at Har Sinai, through this prophecy that we experienced, through this, the medame, our medame, was repaired and refined completely. The Gemara says that a maidservant was able to see Hashem more clearly then the Navi, the prophet Yechezkel. This was at Kriyas Yamsuf. Again, because of Moshe Rabbeinu, because they were connected, attached to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zochu le'emuna shleima b'Hashem. And there the Jews were zochet to the perfection of faith in Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, poska zuamasam, zuamas hanochash. This tomb of the snake stopped affecting us. Shehu emunas kuzvius, which is false beliefs. Ki zochu l'shleimus emuna hayeshara digdusha al yedei biror hamedame. Because we achieved perfection, completion of pure holy faith through the correction of this medame. Shezochu al yedei ruach nevuanal, which we achieved through that spirit of prophecy that was upon us when we stood at Har Sinai. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Vze bechinas hey dehashishi." This is tied into that letter hey in the beginning of the word yoim hashishi vayichulu hashmayim voretz. That it was on the sixth day that heaven and earth really were completed. The simple translation there is that it's referring to the sixth day of creation. But the Gemara tells us, Hanemar b'may sabreshis, k'mashukosu v'ayera v'ayvoyker yoyim hashishi. V'dorshu rabbeisein zechon evrocha, our rabbis tell us in the Gemara that it's referring to the sixth day of the month of Sivan, 2,448 years later. Shekol ha'olam hayotolui at shishi b'sivan. The Gemara tells us that the entire world was shaky. It wasn't really stable and fixed until the sixth of Sivan, 2,500 years later almost. Shekiblu Yisrael es ha'toira, when the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai. Ki ikar chidush ha'olam. Now Rabbeinu Zal enters into a new topic. The term chidush ha'olam. Chidush ha'olam means that we believe that the world was created 5,781 years ago, brand new, from nothingness, from complete nothingness. Yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. So now Rabbeinu Zal tells us, ki ikar chidush ha'olam, because this concept of the world being created new, dahainu meaning leida, for us to really realize, sheha'olam mechudosh, that the world is new, the world that we live in is brand new, it was created brand new at that time. V'Hashem Yisborach boras olam b'ritzonoi, and Hashem created the world through His will. He wasn't controlled by anything else. There wasn't anything controlling Hashem or forcing Hashem to do anything. That realization, hu tolui be'emuna, is dependent on faith. Kalidei seichel yefsher lohoven chidush ha'olam. Because through rationale, if a person wants to use rationale, a person will not be able to rationalize this concept of something being created from nothing. V'alkein, and therefore, ho'apikursim, koifrim bozeh, those people who are atheists, they deny this. They don't believe in creation being something from nothing. Machmashiev sholohoven zois basechel, because of the fact that this is not something that can be rationalized or understood intellectually. Ki ikar chidush ha'olam hu rak al yidei emuna. Because again, this concept of chidush ha'olam requires faith. Ki onu ma'aminim b'Hashem, shehu yisborach boras ha'olam echodesh. We believe in Hashem, that Hashem created the world brand new. Ki be'emes chidush ha'olam hoyo al yidei b'chinas emuna. Rabbeinu Zal tells us now, because the truth is that the whole concept of the world being created new, that itself comes from emuna. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'chol ma'aseihu be'emuna. All of Hashem's creations with faith. The whole creation took place on a basis of faith. Nimtza she'ikar chidush ha'olam tolui be'emuna. That so we see that this concept of chidush ha'olam is dependent on and connected to emuna. V'alkein, and therefore, hoyo ha'olam tolui ad kabola satoira. The world was hanging in the balance. It was shaky. It wasn't really fixed until we received the Torah. Ki oz zochu le'emuna shleima al yidei ruach nevuah hanal. Because it's only then and there that the Jewish nation achieved a level of perfection of faith in Hashem through the spirit of prophecy, through the Ruach Nevuah. We had learned in a previous year that the 10 levels of prophecy correspond to the 10 commandments which were given on Har Sinai. V'alkein, and therefore, Oz Daika Nizgale Chidush Ha'olam. It's then, when we receive the Torah, that was the real revelation, where it became so clear to us, this concept of the world being created brand new. Ki ikar chidush ha'olam tolui be'emuna. Because this concept of Jews really believing 100% that the world was created from complete nothingness 5,781 years ago, today we're in the year Tav Shin Pei Aleph, is dependent on emuna. It cannot be explained rationally, intellectually. It cannot be proven. We don't need proof. We're depending on emuna, faith. And faith, the term emuna, applies to that which a person doesn't see and cannot understand completely. Any questions, please? Paragraph Tes. Valyadei emuno yihye chidish oilam losid. And just like the world that we're in today was originally created with emuna, the original chidush olam was with emuna, so too the chidush olam that we are waiting for now, after Mashiach comes, after the dead will be resurrected, we're told that there's going to be a chidush olam then, is also dependent on emuna. Because the gathering together of all of Hashem's kindness, which is what's going to bring about that new world, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, because I said that the world will be built with chesed. Now note the ki omarti, I said, just like the original creation took place through the 10 statements of creation, like we mentioned in a previous year, the Asora Mamoros, so too when we speak about the Chidush Olam of the future, ki omarti olam chesed yibone hu al yidei emuna. And that's dependent on faith, bebechinas, as we find a pasuk in Tehillim that puts these two together, the chesed and the emuna. The pasuk in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecha VeEmunascha Baleilos, to speak about your kindness, Hashem, in the morning, and faith in you at night. Emunascha Baleilos Zebechinasu Emuna. This faith during the night, nighttime means when we're in exile, when we're in darkness. Zebechinas Emuna. That's this concept of faith. Shehitluya bekoyach hamedame, which we said is dependent, it's not something that we can understand and rationalize. It's dependent on the unmedame, shehu bechinas laila, which is the concept of night, darkness. We know that when we recite the Shema, we cover our eyes, we put our hand over our eyes, we close our eyes, to say that declaring our faith in Hashem is based on something that we don't see and we don't understand clearly. So that's this emuna, which is dependent on koyach hamedame, which is associated with nighttime. Bechinas chaloim laila, like the dreams that a person has at night. A dream is a form of medame. The Gemara says that that dreams usually have a combination of truth and falseness in them. Shebo alidei hamedame, and dreams come from that part of the brain that's referred to as medame, the lowest part of the intellect. Vayidei zeh, and through that, lahagid baboiker chazdecho, that will lead to that chesed. Hainu b'chinas chesed anal, that chesed that's needed, sha'al yodo yiyeh chidush olam losid, which will be used to bring about that new world of the future. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is also what the pasuk says in Eicha, chadoshim labekorim, rabo emunasecha. New, brand new in the mornings, great is faith, your faith. Rabo emunasecha, hainu emuna. Rabo emunasecha means great faith. Al yidei zeh yiyeh chidush olam. That's what will bring about that new world, that chadoshim labekorim, bechinas chadoshim labekorim, bechinas lahagid baboiker chazdecha. We know that it's brought. There's a pasuk, koyomar Hashem, zocharti lo chesed neurayich, ahavas kluloisayich, lechtech achray bamidbar, be'eretz loizarua. Hashem says, I remember the wonderful kindness that you showed me when you followed me into the desert, into no man's land, trusting me, putting your faith and trust in me. And that's one of the sources that Rabbeinu Zal brings to show that the Geula is dependent on Emuna. In chapter 7, in the first half of Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal begins with that in a very powerful way, where he says that the whole concept of the Jews being in exile was because of lack of Emuna. The Gemara says that the city of Yerushalayim was not destroyed until there were no longer people of faith there. And the tikkun, the repair, will be through a repair of emunah. Tavoi toshuri meirosh amono. Rabbeinu Zal quotes that pasuk. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues, paragraph Yud. Ukisheyeh chidush ha'olam lo'asid. And when there will be this new world order of the future, oz yisnahig ha'olam al yidei neflois, then the world will operate through miracles, incredible miracles, wonders. Hainu al yidei hashgocha levad, through only the direct supervision, hands-on supervision of Hashem. Shehi bechinas neflois, which when Hashem is hands-on like that, that's when we get to see incredible miracles. Sheloi kederach hateva, not bound by nature in any way whatsoever. We know that in the Gemara there is a debate between rabbis, and there is an opinion in the Gemara. Shmuel, the rabbi Shmuel, says that in the future there will not be miracles. It'll be only, the only difference is going to be that we're not going to be subservient to the other nations. And the Rambam takes that position primarily. But many other giants in Torah, those that disagree with the Rambam, and in the Gemara, the rabbi who disagrees with Shmuel, and all of the tzaddikim, of the Olam HaChassidus, the Baal Shem Tov, and all of his followers, all took the opinion that the in the future, the Geula of the future, will be packed with miracles. Ki chidush ha'olam lo'asid hu bebechinas Eretz Yisrael, because that new world of the future will be the world of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael hal yidei bechinas koyach ma'asov higid li'amoi, because the real power of Eretz Yisrael is based on the fact that Hashem declared on page 1, line 1 of the Torah, I created heaven and earth. I made everything. Koyach ma'asov higid li'amoi. Kama shepirish Rashi, as Rashi points out on that first pasuk, Bereishis bara elokim hashamayim v'haaretz. Upirish Rashi, Rashi says there, shebishvil zeh pasach bebereishis. The reason why Hashem started the Torah with this, rather than just mitzvahs, listing the first mitzvah and the second mitzvah, is mishum koyach ma'asov higid li'amoi, Loseis lohem nachlas goyim, because Hashem wanted to let us, the Jewish nation, know, to put it in writing clearly, I, Hashem, created the world and everything in it. Everything belongs to me, and I have the right to give it to whoever I want, and I have the right to take it back, take it away from anyone and give it to someone else, so that the land of Eretz Yisrael, no matter who was there first, or doesn't mean anything. Hashem, the master of the world, says, I'm the one who is giving you Eretz Yisrael. Loseis lohem nachlas goyim, to give the Jewish people this land where there were other nations that inhabited it first. Kidei shelo yoimru ha'umo yisoylam listematem, so that the other nations of the world shouldn't be able to claim that we are robbers, we stole something from them. Al kein posach bebereishis. That's why Hashem had to give this introduction before presenting any mitzvahs, to make it perfectly clear, ki hu yisborach bro, that Hashem is the one who created the world, and he has the authority to give it and to give it to and take it from anyone he wants. Nimtza she'ikar Eretz Yisrael hu'al yidei koyach ma'asov, that our whole relationship and connection to Eretz Yisrael is based on this koyach ma'asov, the creation of Hashem. Through the realization and complete faith in the fact that Hashem created the world, and so too in the future, when Hashem will create the new world will also follow this concept of Eretz Yisrael. Ki oz yizgale shashem yizborach borach hakoil. Because then in the future, it'll be revealed to everybody that Hashem is the one who created everything. Ve'oz yechadish kol hoylam kuloi bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. And then Hashem will make this new world, the entire world will be like Eretz Yisrael. Ve'iker kedushas Eretz Yisrael hu, and what makes Eretz Yisrael so holy? What is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael? Where is it coming from? It's coming from the fact that it's on Eretz Yisrael, that the direct supervision of Hashem is focused there all the time. Tomid. Bebchinas, as it says clearly in a pasuk in Chumash Dvorim, Tomid einei Hashem alokecha bo, the eyes of Hashem are always focused and concentrating on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And in the future, when Hashem will make the new world and the entire new world will be like Eretz Yisrael, then that entire new world will operate only through Hashgacha, no Teva, k'moy Eretz Yisrael, just like Eretz Yisrael, v'oz yizbatel ha-Teva legamri, then the Teva will be eliminated completely. Now note this word, ha-Teva, ha-Teva is Bigimatria Elokim, 86. Which Hashem's name Elokim is Hashem's name for Midas Hadin. We said that the new world will be created with Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibone, through a gathering together of all the Chasodim. The opposite of Hateva, which is Elokim, Midas Hadin. V'yisnaik Olam al yidei Hashgacha levad, and that new world will operate only through Hashgacha, no Teva, Shehu Bechinas Niflois, wonders, miracles, Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. V'oz Yisar Shir Chodosh, and then will be awakened the new song, Bechinas Shiru Lashem Shir Chodosh. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, sing to Hashem this new song, Ki Niflois Osa, because Hashem made miracles. Hainu Hashir Sheyisar Laosid, this song which will be activated in the future, Shehu Nigun Shel Hashgacha, which is the song of the direct supervision of Hashem, Bechinas Neflois, wonders, Ki Oz Yisnaig Al Yidei Hashgacha VeNeflois, Ki Yesh Nigun Shel Bechinas Derech HaTeva. Rabbi Nizal says, there is a song that corresponds to nature. V'ze Bechinas Hashomayim mesaprim kevoid keil umaseyot of magid horakia. The heavens speak of Hashem's glory, and the actions of His hands are told by the sky. Shehu bechinas hanigun vashir shel derech hateva. That's referring to the song of nature, shel tchunois hashamayim, of the standard order of heaven, based on the stars and the sun and the moon. Haynu bechinas hashirim v'tishbochois shemishabchem Hashem Yisborach al ha'anhogo shel achshov. That's referring to the songs and praises of Hashem that we offer to Hashem based on Hashem's behavior today. Shemanik ha'olam b'derech ha'teva, where very often Hashem allows the world to operate through nature, through this midas hadin, by Hashem hiding Himself. Avalosi, but in the future, yisar shir chodosh shel bechinas neflois, they will be awakened and activated this new song of wonders, bechinas hashgacha, of this direct supervision of Hashem. Because then the control of the world will not be automated in any way. There won't be any teva. There won't be any laws of nature. It'll be pure hashgacha. V'shir hechodesh hazeh sheish yisar lasid hu b'china shir poshut kofel meshulash maruba she'oila ayin beiz b'chinas chesed. This song of the future is going to be the song that's referred to as single, double, triple, quadruple, which adds up to 72. When we take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the source and foundation of everything, we take the first letter, Yud is 10. Then we go double. Then we take the first two letters, Yud plus Hey, which is 15. 10 plus 15 is 25. Then we continue. We go to three letters, triple, Yud Kei Vav, which is 21. 21 plus 25 is 46. And then we do quadruple. We take all four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is 26. 26 plus 26, I'm sorry, 26 plus, we had 10 plus 15 was 25, plus 21, 25 and 21 was 46. 46 plus 26 is 72, which is chesed. Shal yodoy yiye chidish ha'olam lasid. It's this special song, this chesed, which we said before, which is going to bring about that new world order. Bechinas olam chesed yibane. V'shir hazeh. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to connect this all the way to what we learned in the beginning of this chapter. V'alyedei shir hazeh. And through this song, shir hazeh hu bechinas koil hanal. This song is that sound of the tzaddik who knows how to give the proper reprimand that we spoke about in the beginning of this chapter. Shehu mashke es hagan. That's the sound of Hashem's voice that waters the garden, which we spoke about again in the beginning of this Torah. That when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they covered themselves with, they hid, and they heard the voice of Hashem traveling through the garden. Where Rabbi Nizal taught us in the beginning of this chapter that when a person has this proper voice, this voice of chesed, this voice of this special song, that person is qualified to reprimand. As the pasuk says, Horem kashoifor koilecho v'haged la'ami pisham. Lift up your voice like a shofar and tell my people their sins. Reprimand them for their sins. When are you qualified to do this? When your voice is kashofar. And we saw previously that the word kashofar makes up the first letters of those four words. Poshut, kofel, shilush, ribua. Single, double, triple, quadruple. Alluding to this Yud, Yud K, Yud K Vav, Yud K Vav K. Nimtza. Therefore, now to summarize these last nine paragraphs that we've learned. Shal yidei tfila zoichin lebechinois hanal. That through a proper kind of tfila, we had learned earlier that there's standard tfila, which is chesed, and then sometimes when the chesed becomes damaged, we have to change channels and switch to a tefillah bebechinas din, a different type of tefillah. And it's through these different, to these types of tefillah that we're zeicha to all the things that we've spoken about here. Shaydei zeh boin lebechinas koil hanal. That's how a person achieves, acquires that voice, that special voice that's qualified to reprimand. Shaydei zeh yechoylan lohichiyach kanal. Because as we learned previously, through tefillah, when the tzaddik is forth that tefillah bebechinas din, and the sitra achra swallows it, and it gets stuck in its throat, and the sitra achra is forced to give back, to throw up, to vomit up its insides. And that's how converts come and join Klal Yisrael. And when they come and join, v'nizgale hakovoid, this is reveals tremendously the glory of Hashem. V'idezeh nispashe tanavuah, and when the covet of Hashem is revealed, then prophecy spreads. V'idenavuah zeche le'emunah, and through prophecy we're zeche to biror hamedame, we're zeche to emuna. V'yidei emuna yechidish olam la'asid, and when the emuna is really at its best, this leads to that new world order of the future. V'chidish olam hu bebechinas eretz Yisrael, and this new world order is in an aspect of eretz Yisrael. Haynu bebechinas hashgacha kemo eretz Yisrael, meaning it'll be when Hashem will, there'll no longer be any autopilot, any nature. It'll all be Hashem hands-on, direct supervision of Hashem over everything going on, and we'll be able to see it. It won't be hidden by the teva. Today also Hashem is supervising everything going on, but Hashem is covered. There's this covering called nature, where Hashem is hiding under this cover, and people aren't able to see that it's really all Hashem. V'oz yisar hashir shel hashgacha v'neflois, and then will be activated this song of hashgacha and miracles. V'shir hazeh, this song, hu bechinas koil hanal, is that voice of the tzaddik, the person who's qualified, who knows how to reprimand properly, where when they reprimand a person, they don't bring them down, they lift them up. They inspire them and motivate them to do tshuva, to come back stronger. Any questions, please?
Can I ask a question?
Please.
So it could be that Rebbe just answered this a moment ago, but it seems over here that there is a difference in the level of hashgacha between Eretz Yisrael, between Chutz La'aretz, and in between when Mashiach comes. So Rebbe just said that even now, even everywhere, it's always the Ben Shlomo, and then it's just behind the mask of Teva. So perhaps it answers it, but it does seem that when the right, at least today, at least in the world of English Svarim, teaching of Emuna is to believe that everything down to every prat of a person's life is with Hashem's direct hashgacha. Does that go hand in hand with the fact that over here Rabbeinu Zal and many other Svarim say that there is a different level of hashgacha? There is this aspect of teva, which does seem that certain things might happen that are just coming from teva with less hashgacha. I don't know if the question makes sense.
The question is a valid question, and that's why it's important what I mentioned before, that the difference between teva and hashgacha. Rav Nosson Zal, in one place in Likutei Halachos, asks the question, 1 minute, if we're talking about Hashem, is it any more difficult for Hashem? It says that Kriyas Yamsuf was difficult for Hashem. Is it any more difficult for Hashem to make the sea flow in its regular manner or have it split up into 12-layer cake? If we're talking about Hashem, what the whole concept of miracle, it sounds like it's not one iota more difficult or easy for Hashem to do teva or miracle. And the answer is correct. It's not more difficult. So where is the chiddush? What's different about miracle than non-miracle? What's different is the difference between midas hadin and midas hachesed. The standard behavior, Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'soretz. The world was created with midas hadin, Elokim. It says that later Hashem saw that if he's going to just leave it like that, we ain't going to survive. There isn't going to be anybody left around. So Hashem attached midas hachesed to midas hadin. It says later, b'yoyim asois Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. But We're being told that in Olam Hazeh, there's a certain standard and norm, which is this Midas Elikim, this which is Bigematria HaTeva, which is the hiddenness of Hashem, where the presence, the existence of Hashem, and the presence of Hashem is more difficult to see. It's much harder to see it. He's there, but he's much more hidden. And the concept of miracle is where Hashem pulls the curtain. He takes away the curtain and makes it through the Midas HaChesed, when through prayer or through whatever good efforts that tzaddikim do or we do, we're able to get Hashem to perform a miracle. It means we got Hashem to change channel, to switch from his behavior of din to a behavior of chesed, of kindness, of not hiding himself, but showing himself, showing his true face, which is this chesed, this oyer haponim, which is this chesed, this super kindness.
So is it correct to say more hashgacha means more midas hachesed, and less hashgacha means more midas hadin, so that when we're in chutz la'aretz, when we say kol man dov rachman al tav aved or gamzu l'toiva, we're still recognizing that it did come through more midas hadin than had we been in a different state of hashgacha?
Definitely. That's why sometimes when that's why the Torah says that if you'll ever have a problem, you won't go up to Eretz Yisrael, go to the Beis Hamikdash, go see the Kohanim and consult with them, and all your problems will be solved. And that's why people, religious people of Chutz Loretz, come to Eretz Yisrael. They come to Eretz Yisrael to go to the Kosel Maravi, to go to the Moras HaMapeh, to go to Mekayim HaSakdoshim, or to go see the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Because again, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael versus the rest of the world. This is called inside, this is called outside, chutz. And again, this is the concept of the pnimius of Hashem versus the outer. One analogy of this is that I mentioned before, but it's so important, that the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, as it appears in this world, is referred to as Malchus, kingdom, the attribute of Malchus, and it's compared to an apple. The Arizal speaks about Friday night, Chakal Tapuch and Kadishim, the field of holy apples. And the symbolism it's explained is that a standard apple is a red apple. Apples are red. It's red on the outside. What is red? Red is Esav, Edoim, Din, Midas Hadin. How red is it? Thin, a millimeter thick of redness. The inside, Toichoi Rotsuf Ahava. The inside is lined with love, you know, tremendous love. So again, the chitzonius, the outer view of Hashem, the view of the chitzonius kaviyochel of Hashem, is this red, this midas hadin, this hateva, which is bigematria elokim. Whereas when we go inside kaviyochel, there it's midas harachmim. That's why again the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went inside. In it, lifnai v'lifnim, inside, way inside, the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdash, to achieve the highest level of atonement, to tap into the highest level of chesed.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions, please? Okay, let's see if we'll cover the next paragraph, which will also take us to the completion of a certain phase of this Torah. Then after that, we'll have Rosh Hashanah, a discussion about Rosh Hashanah. Then we'll have a discussion about the lungs. We still have a lot of beautiful things here, Baruch Hashem. We continue, V'zeh b'chinas v'yar menucha kitoiv, v'es ha'oretz kino emo, v'yet shichmoy lizboil, v'yihi lamas oivei. This pasuk appears in Parshas Vayechi, in the brachas, the blessings that Yaakov Avinu gave to one of his sons. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to interpret, explain this pasuk as it ties into what we're learning here. Menucha zebechinas nevua. The term menucha is associated with prophecy. K'may shekosuv, Beboruch ben Neria, as the pasuk says about one of the great prophets, the rabbi of Ezra HaSofer. The pasuk says he was complaining to Hashem that why is it that in previous generations the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they had prophecy, and us, we today, all we have is suffering and pain. We're in exile here in Bavel. U'menucha loy matzasi, and I have not found menucha. And Rash, and the Gemara points out, what was he referring to? Zu nevuah. He's referring to the spirit of prophecy, as is brought in the Mechilta and in Rashi. Because we find when the Torah speaks about prophecy, it uses that terminology, that the divine spirit of Hashem rested on this and this person. Ruach Elokim Nocha Olav, the word Menucha, to rest. The divine spirit of Hashem rested on this person. So Menucha in this pasuk refers to prophecy. Ves ha'oretz, vayar menucha kitoiv, he saw that prophecy was good, ves ha'oretz, and the land. What is the land? Hainu Eretz Yisrael. That refers to Eretz Yisrael. Vayet shichmoy lizboil, and he placed his shoulders, he prepared his shoulders ready to carry, to take on the burden of Torah. Ze bechinas nigun. The shoulder here, this case, this term, the shoulder, refers to song and music. Bechinas shir chodosh, referring to the new song of the future. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, bakosef yisou, that the Levim carried the parts of the Mishkan on their shoulder. It says, bakosef yisou, on their shoulder they carried. The word yisou means to carry. Dosh Rabbi Senuzal, and our rabbis tell us, Ein Yisou Eloloshin Shira. The word Yisou also refers to song. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Se'u Zimra Usnu Saif. Lift up song and beat your drum. So we see that term Se'u refers to song. The Levim, besides carrying the Mishkan, they were also the singers and the musicians of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Vayet lichmoy, shichmoy lizboil, preparing my shoulder to carry, is referring to the concept of the song, the special song. Valyidei hanigun b'china shir chodosh, and as we learn towards the beginning of this chapter in the Qumran, when you have this song, this special song, which is a song of chesed, which is through this, the person who has to give reprimand will do it in a way that it won't bring out a bad smell, a stench from the people that they're reprimanding. On the contrary, it'll bring a sweet smell out of them. Like the pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu, when he reprimanded the Jews, it says, Nirdi nosan rechoy, that from our yerida, from our sin, he was able to turn it around and be able to bring forth a sweet aroma from it. Al yidei ze nistaken horeach, this brings about a tikkun for the smell. Shehu bechinas Moshiach. And smell represents Moshiach. His power is going to be to smell the truth, as the Gemara says. Bechinas ruach apeinu Moshiach Hashem. He's called the spirit of the nose, of the nostrils. Vezehu, and the pasuk continues, vayihi lemas oived. And he became like an indentured servant to Hashem, like a loyal servant to Hashem. Ze bechinas Moshiach. These words are referring to Moshiach, as it says in Rus, that when Rus finally married Boaz and they had a child, it says there they said, Baruch Hashem Arshaloi Hishbis Loch Goyel, blessed is Hashem who did not withhold from you the redemption. Vatikreno Shmoy Oyved, and the people call this newborn child that was born to Rus to Rus and Boaz, they called him Oyved. So we see Oyved was the child that was born to Rus and Boaz, from whom would eventually come Moshiach. Why was he referred to as a redemption? Because when a couple gets married and they're zoicha to have a child, that redeems them from the worry and the doubt as to whether they'll be able to have children. V'zeh bechinas lemas, and that's what the word lemas refers to over here, bechinas mismus. In Hebrew, when you have perfume or you have spices, and when you want to bring, when you want to really smell the spice, the smell of the spice as well, you press it around, you squeeze it in your hands to bring out the sweet smell of the spices. Like, let's say, a myrtle branch, people that use that sometimes for Avdol Badim Samim, before they smell it, they crush it up, they crush up the leaves in their hands to really bring out the full smell. We crush up something that gives forth smell in order that the smell should really come forth fully. Because through the different things that we mentioned here, the prophecy, Eretz Yisrael, the song, through all of this, this will all bring about a tikkun for the smell, which is the tikkun of Moshiach, who will be known as the one who will be Moirach Vadoen. The Gemara says he'll be able to smell the truth. Any questions before we close, please? We look forward to next week in Mirz Hashem, when this shir was given by Rabbeinu Zal on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Zal is going to show how in the observance of Rosh Hashanah is fulfilled all the different things we spoke about in this chapter so far. Rabbi Nachman said that as soon as Rosh Hashanah is over, he's already perking up his ears to hear them knocking on the doors to wake people up for slichas for the coming of Rosh Hashanah. He implied that in Breslov, Rosh Hashanah is all year around. We're thinking and conscious of Rosh Hashanah all year around. We're waiting for the next Rosh Hashanah and praying for it. And especially based on what took place this past Rosh Hashanah, all of us would certainly want to be conscious about the coming Rosh Hashanah and start praying now that that Rabbi Nachman's Rosh Hashanah should succeed completely, and the Rosh Hashanah of all Jews all over the world should be a complete success, Mitzvah Shem.